Over to you.
Thank you, Madam Moderator. I have foreshortened my statement. Thank you very much to all of the panellists for sharing your insights, rich experience. Clearly, your passion and commitment is essential to local action, and it's absolutely vital to public health. I wanted to share with you that in 2018, WHO has conducted an analysis of our localization performance, and that's found that we're transferring about 19% of our donor funding as directly as possible to local partners, and as technical partners, we are investing in local actors' technical capacities and positioning local partners for transition to reconstruction and development planning, and also their role in humanitarian response. So this analysis will be available in July and will drive our commitment to local action. Just a couple of dimensions that we see as essential to localisation that resonate with points that have been raised by the panel. We see a need for greater involvement of local authorities in the conversation regarding localization. It's imperative that we continue to invest in community-based action. And to that end, WHO is just launched a health emergency and disaster risk management framework, which acts as a bridge between humanitarian action, work on epidemic preparedness, a response, the SDGs, and so forth. Building capacities for risk communication, strengthening the local health workforce, safe hospitals, etc. These all contribute to greater localization, as well as the achievement of national policies and programs and international agreements. Finally, a question for the panelists, if I may. From your perspectives and experience, how can the international and national actors tailor our assistance most effectively to meet your needs and improve local action?